Hello and welcome to the first edition of the 2014-2015 Spartan Hockey Insider, where we track all things Stevenson hockey. I am your host, Craig Peterson. We'll be talking with Stevenson head coach Dave Mitchell as he previews the upcoming season for us. Coach, what have you been doing during the offseason?
Hey there, Craig. First of all, I definitely want to say thanks for doing this. Thanks for coming aboard this year, helping us out in a bunch of different capacities. Really appreciate it. As far as the off season, it's going to go back to last year. Last year was a tough end to a pretty successful couple year run with the group of seniors that we had. We had lost 3-2 to a Trenton team that was absolutely a really well played hockey game, a strong team. They're out of Trenton. They ended up winning the state title. So kudos to them and congrats to Mike Turner, their longtime coach, who went out on a victorious note. Even though we were disappointed, it was nice to see him do that. So a lot of respect for him and for Trenton. Then we got right back to it in the off season. We had our annual summer program, which we had about 50 to 60 guys that went through that. Then a number of kids participated in the Cranbrook Fall League. It was a strong league this year with the CCs and the Cranbrooks and then we had a good number, a good showing of
pretty
about
50 to 60
guys at tryouts.
Some difficult
decisions for sure, but we ended up with the
2014-15
edition
front,
of the Stevenson Spartans.
You're really going to find out what kind of team you have early on.
Yeah, it's funny. When I look at the schedule, I first say, who the heck did this schedule? And then I'm reminded hockey is the one sport where the coaches make their own schedule. So I have nobody to kind of blame or give the credit or whatever you want to say but myself, because I'm the one who put the schedule together. It's what we wanted to do immediately when we came to Livonia Stevenson, is we looked for the best competition possible to improve our team and improve our club and see how we can get better. So yeah, we open up with Brother Rice, and that's no easy task there. They're a team that has now dropped down to D2, and so there'll be somebody. They're strong every single year, and they're very well coached. And we're looking forward to that opportunity and that test. And then, not looking ahead, but you find our first 5-6 games at teams like Heartland, and then Livonia Churchill, a big rival game for us. And then we go to the Cranbrook tournament where we see Cranbrook, and a few games after that we have we go out to Orchard Lake St. Mary's. So it's a tough schedule. Again, we're embracing it, looking forward to the challenge. We'll definitely find out what we have and what areas we need to improve on. We've talked about the need to get better each and every day, regardless of the outcomes early on. But, we're going to do our best, starting with the Brother Rice games, to see where we're at and see how we can be successful, both that game and then on.
What are you looking for on a nightly basis out of these guys?
I guess the biggest thing is that we just compete. Compete on a nightly basis. Compete every single day in practice. Compete every single shift. We're going to have to compete. We cannot take a night off. We cannot take a shift off. We can't take a practice off. We cannot even take a film session off. Like you mentioned, with our schedule and with what we strive to be here at Livonia Stevenson, and with the success of the past couple of years that our teams have had, these guys know that they have a standard to live up to now. And the good news is it's a hardworking, committed group that I think understands that standard. It's something that, again, until you actually go through it, and some of these guys will be going through it the first time or the first time in a different type of role, until you actually go through it and see what it's like, it's a grind. But it's definitely a marathon, not a sprint. So we're looking just that we compete, and we're looking to compete and get better. Those are really the two main things.
Well, being the new guy here around Stevenson, I've come to learn you guys' ways pretty quickly here, and I thought I knew high school hockey coming from the Lansing area, and our players were really active in the community and things like that, but seeing you guys and all the things you guys do, could you talk about that a little bit? Because I've been blown away by how much you guys are involved.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. It's something that, we talk to our players, and our players know coming in that, once you make the Livonia Stevenson team, it's not just a hockey thing. It's a lifestyle thing. It's a culture thing. The expectations are extremely high on the ice, and then maybe even higher off the ice. We have study halls for our kids at least once a week where we check grades and we maintain a certain you know, standard in the classroom, and then as you mentioned, in the community, we do a number of different things. We work with the Mork Stars, a special needs program that you know, introduces special needs students or young people to the game of hockey, and it's a very rewarding thing. We also just had the Stevenson Youth Clinic for just, you know, basically any type of a young Spartan that wanted to come in and you know, just improve their motor skills. So we did that, and we do a number of different things. Our guys are really active. We have a pink out coming up on December 12th against Livonia Franklin that one of our guys wanted to do to raise money for breast cancer awareness. So, you know, we strive to really develop these guys not only as hockey players but as people as well, and I think there's, you know, we totally think there's no better way than to get them out there in the community and make sure that they you know, understand how fortunate they are and learn to give back as well.
Yeah, that's one thing I've really noticed is, you know, it's not just hockey. It really becomes a way of life almost.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we joke around here that it's a lifestyle, but it really truly is. I mean, we have a staff, as you know, and you've joined us, that's really, I would put up, a, you know, against any staff in the state in terms of the commitment level of what we do. And then, you know, myself and Jay Thompson both played for some pretty successful programs growing up, and then we both played collegiately. And so we've tried to model this program as more of a junior or college type program, where it's really about encompass the whole lifestyle of high school hockey, where it's, you know, hockey and the student athlete and their role in the community. So we take it pretty seriously, and our kids, you know, understand the commitment and understand the standard. And then these guys, you know, this group right now, the expectation is not only they live up to the standard, but they exceed it and set a new standard for the guys to follow.
First game of the season is just 2 days away. How has the team's preparation going into game one been different this year than past years?
That's an interesting question. I think the difference has been, you know, we're going to see where guys fit in and what roles they fit in, and that's not entirely set yet. Where in the past we knew we had a top line, and we knew we had guys that would score goals, and we knew we had, you know, with Lutz, Kelly, and Irvine the past couple of years, you knew that line was going to create things offensively and do some different things. And now it's a much more balanced group. And to tell you the truth, we're really excited about the opportunities to see that. It's at times a little uneasy as coaches, you know, to allow that to happen. But, you know, we really understand it's a process here. And so, you know, guys are going to get different opportunities that they have not gotten in the past. So we're kind of really interested to see who steps up. And I tell you, it's going to be one of those things that has the makings of the possibility of being a team where it could be a different guy, you know, every night, or even a different guy every shift. So, you know, we're pretty balanced, and you know, we're looking to use that balance as a strength. So we're excited.
Are you ready?
You know, I think the coaches always say, are we ready? No, I think we're as ready as we can be and will be. We have an important practice tomorrow, and Brother Rice, you know, is coming in, and it's an exciting way to start, but at the same time, it's not an easy task. And, you know, we'll be prepared. We've done more with this group than I think any group in terms of implementing different things. And so, yeah, you know, we're ready, but again, these guys know, and as much as I try to preach, nothing's going to be won or lost in terms of a state title or you know, or what have you on Wednesday night. Wednesday night, we're looking to compete. We're looking to play at a fast pace because we know that's what Brother Rice is going to do. We're going to see where we measure up, and then we're going to learn as much as we possibly can from that game. And as I tell our guys, the most important day of the week this week is Thursday, because, you know, we'll play in the game, we'll give it everything we have, we'll get as prepared as we can be, and things will happen. And then no matter what happens in the game, we have to get better on Thursday.
Well, thanks for joining me, Coach.
Oh, thanks for having me. We are, you know, really looking forward to doing some things like this. We did it last year. It's just a great opportunity, you know, for some people that, you know, might be interested in what Stevenson Hockey or Livonia Stevenson Hockey is all about. We're doing, you know, things like this to try to separate ourselves a little, to give people a little insight to our program, what our program's about. And hopefully we'll do a few more of these things and get some players involved in this. And we got a few last year, and even highlight, you know, as I'm already thinking going forward, to mention, you know, what some of our guys are doing and the you know, Lutz and Irvine's down at Topeka, and Kelly's over at here with the Metro Jets, and so those guys are doing, you know, really well. So you know, maybe even go a little more in depth of where some Stevenson hockey guys are and how they're doing. So I really appreciate you doing it, really appreciate having me, and we're looking forward to things.
That is Stevenson head hockey coach Dave Mitchell. I want to thank him again for joining me. I am your host, Craig Peterson, and this has been the Spartan Hockey Insider.